Visiting graves.
Who?
Visiting graves.
Ooh, that's my favorite.
Going to a cemetery. Why is that relevant to this parasha? If not for this week's parasha, Kalev. Why? Where do we have a makar that it's a worthy thing to go visit a person in the cemetery? There are two sources for this in the Torah, and it's only known like derech agav. There's no mitzvah. Nowhere does it say in the Torah you should go. Go to the mitzvah deraisa to go visit the dead. In fact, there's an issa deraisa that you should not go. Al leitzidroish es hamesim. Isn't that, that's what it says in the Torah?
What is Los
Sidros? Do not be loy doyresh el hamesim. It is forbidden. It is forbidden to give me one to the page. I'll tell you the exact pasuk. If you would not know better, we would assume that it's forbidden. It's the doyresh el hamesim lo yimatzeh b'cha ma'avir benoy uvitol bo'esh v'chulu v'chulu v'doyresh el hamesim is an iser d'oraisa to be doyresh el hamesim. So if at face value we would assume that in actuality it is osur to go to the cemetery and to be mispalo.
Without going to a cemetery.
You can? What do you mean?
Hello.
What?
Individual personal requests.
Okay, I have no idea how these things work. I've got to be honest with you. I have no clue.
I don't know.
I have no clue how these things work.
They're putting the ball underneath in their armpit.
That's oivy doni.
Yeah, right.
That's oivy doni. I tell you, I have no clue how these things work, but it seems from the books, and we're actually talking about this, as this concept, however those who know tell us that this idea of it being effective, to whatever that means, only when you are in proximity of the dead.
Yeah.
If you're here and they're there, it's not going to work. You have to be within Dalit Amos for this to work. How it works, why, don't they have Wi-Fi? I don't know. I don't know. There's no reception. I don't know how it works, but it seems that you have to be within proximity of the dead in order to be able to accomplish something.
Right.
Now, the Torah says it is osur v'doyresh el hamesim. If that's the only reference we would have to such a concept in halacha, then without a shadow of a doubt. Ooh. Okay, so if this is the only thing we had in the Torah, you can be certain that Chazal would say, you're not allowed to go to a cemetery. It's off limits. The cemetery, is the dead are buried there, and that's it. You don't go and be mispalel. Don't go to be mispalel. Be machmir. Maybe when the Torah says, v'doresh el ha-mesim, it means don't seek out the dead itself. But Hashem, and the zchus of the mace, why would you want to play around with all this? Just don't go. V'doresh el ha-mesim is awesome. The reason why this pasuk has to be reanalyzed and reexamined and understood on a much deeper level is because there are two stories in the Torah where the Torah tells us incidentally about visiting the dead. Yaakov begs Yosef for forgiveness. Don't have a complaint against me that I did not bury your mother b'derech kovod. In a cemetery, I buried her on the side of the road, b'derech efras. I did this al pi ruach hakodesh, because the day is going to come when it's going to be a korban, and they're going to be traveling, they're going to pass that road, and on that road they're going to pass your mother's kever, and they're going to be mispalel. They're going to be mispalel to the ribbono shel olam in the zuchus. Let's assume. But what exactly do you do by a cemetery? You don't pray to the dead. You pray l'chayru. You pray to Hashem in the zuchus of the nifter. Or you pray to Hashem, and you hope that the nifter on its own should go to Shemayim and also be mevakesh for you. The dead can't do anything for you. Only Hashem can help you. You go to be mispalel to Hashem, and the zuchus of the nifter, or maybe the nifter on its own will have an ability to also go to Hashem and help you out by the kisei hakavod. He's not going to be able to do so unless you're there and he hears you pray. He's not, from far, he's limited in what he can do. Whatever that, I don't know what that means, but that's what it says. So we find such a story in the Torah. Look at that.
a story into that Yaakov Avinu, no one other tells Yosef, don't have tainus on me, because it's going to come a time when it's going to be necessary for Klal Yisrael to be mispalel by Kever Rachel. And indeed, Chazal say, Yesocha lefulasech, and only because of this tefillah is there going to be a Bayi Shlishi. It was meant to be Churban forever. And only because they were mispalel by Kever Rachel was Klal Yisrael guaranteed, Yesocha lefulasech, he gave the simanim to Leah, and in that schus, Veshavu vanim legvulam. So you see an incredible story to daven by in the cemetery.
They didn't go to Rachel, they had to pay a
exactly. Because, only because they were not allowed
only
to, because the Romans, the Babylonians did not allow them. The Babylonians took them down that road. The Babylonians didn't know that Rachel was buried there. They just happened it was a mazel. They came across it. Hashem knew this would happen, so Hashem in advance planned that they should be on that road. Had Rachel been buried in Maris Machpelah, they wouldn't come anywhere near Maris Machpelah, and there would be no tefillah. So Hashem deliberately in advance knew they would be traveling down that road, and Hashem told Yaakov to bury her right there years in advance in order that this should be a salvation for Klal Yisrael. So what do we learn from this? We learn from this, there's something to it. There's something to it. Okay, where else do we have this? This week's parasha. This week's parasha, when the Meraglim went to spy in Eretz Yisrael, so it says they traveled at Chevron. And Rashi there says only one person, only Kalev went to Chevron. Why? Kalev already saw what was going on. He saw the Chevra was not good. He saw this Chevra already made up their minds. They were planning to speak Lashon Hara, to cause Churban. And he was influenced. He felt, he sensed, I am being drawn in. I sense my Yetzirah is taking over. I'm being pulled into their group, and I know it's wrong. So he went to the Ma'oras HaMachpelah to be mispalel by the Kivrei Avos for spiritual reinforcement, to be able to be oimed in the Nisoyin of the Meraglim, the evil influence, not to be Nichshel in Lashon Hara. Why didn't Yeshua go? Yeshua didn't go. Because he had a bracha. He had a bracha from Yaakov. He had a bracha from Moshe. Ka Moshiacha me'atzas miraglim. You have a bracha from the Rebbe. You don't need to go to the Beis HaKfaras. A bracha from the Rebbe. So we have here in the Torah two stories. Not mitzvahs. No commandments. No myth. Two stories in the Torah where we incidentally learn the koyach of being mispalel in the Beis HaKfaras at Kivrei Tzadikim. That forces us, against our will, to re-examine or to very carefully analyze this prohibition, v'doireish el hamesim. You can be certain if the Torah did not tell us stories, then when it would say v'doireish el hamesim, we would translate this in the most extreme manner. You have many rishonim telling you what it means, and the result would basically be, don't go anywhere near a cemetery. Dead is dead. What are the dead going to do for you? What are they going to do for you, the dead? Dead is dead. Who says they're even here? The neshamas are even here. The neshamas are in Shemayim. What's the purpose of going to a cemetery? What's there? So we attack it. Avodah Zarah, to have any. That's what you would say at face value. It's an amazing thing. Where do you have? What? For the neshama and Shemayim, not the cemetery. This the kaddish is for the neshama and Shemayim. But we're talking about over here going to the cemetery. V'dorei shalaisim. This is an amazing concept. That if not for the fact that you have stories in the Torah, it changes our look at a mitzvah. Where do you have such a thing like? Normally in Shiva Katan they teach you, why do you have to have stories in the Torah? The Torah is a book of instructions. So you start with like the Rashi's first kind of the Rashi, the first Rashi. The first Rashi is, Ledet ha-chodesh hazeh lechem rosh chodoshim. Cut out all the stories. Who needs the stories? The stories are in Medrash. We have Midrashim. We have all different types of Midrashim. Anyway, we have so many stories in Midrashim. It's fascinating that this is an example of where a story forces us to have a different perspective on one of the mitzvahs in the Torah. If this story was in the Medrash, you would not, you would say it's a kasha. It says in the Torah, V'dorei shel hamesim, that's it. Lock up the cemetery. Oh, but there was a story in the Medrash that Kalev went to be mispalel. Don't ask me kashas from Midrash. A Medrash is a Medrash, whatever it means, don't ask me kashas. Oh, Maris Machpela. Don't ask me questions from Midrash. You always will tell you that the Midrash should be interpreted in a different context. But it's not a Midrash. It's a Beferish Pasuk. There's a conversation between Yaakov and Yosef. It's a Beferish Pasuk, a Kalev went at Chevron. Amazing. A story is going to have a major impact upon our understanding of a mitzvah. That's very unique. You don't have this every day. Very unique. Now, why do you have to have two stories? Why do we have to have, what is the limud, what do we learn about going to Beis HaKfaris from each one of these different stories? Two very different concepts. The story of Yaakov and Yosef, we learn that it's kedai, it's worthy to go to a cemetery in a time when the tzara is already upon us. Here, the Jewish people, they were already in Golos. They were exiled. The Babylonians put them in chains. They were being led out. The Chorban has already happened. So you would say, too little, too late. Rachmana litzlan, a person already finds himself in an Eis Tzara. There's nothing the dead can do for you. It's too little, too late. You learn from Yaakov and Yosef the conversation, even in an Eis Tzara, when the Tzara is upon you, go to the cemetery. The dead, Hashem, there is the koyach, the zuchus of the Niftarim, have a koyach to help you, even after you already are in a matzah that's already impossible. What do you learn? That then you'll say, so maybe that's it, that's the only time. What about going to a cemetery for preventive medicine? Baruch Hashem, everything is good. Everything is okay. Halavai vayter. Halavai, we should be able to continue to do what we're doing. So should I go to the cemetery for preventive medicine, for some vitamins, a checkup? No, I go to the cemetery when I got a problem. You got a problem, you go to the cemetery. You go to the doctor, you're not feeling well. You don't go to the cemetery just to look for trouble. No, you learn from this week's parsha, Yoshua, a kolev, saw there's something that might, right now everything is good. Right now I'm a tzaddik, everything is good, nothing happened yet. But he saw, you know, some things, you don't know what the future is going to bring. And he sensed there may be some problems. You learn from this week's parasha, it's worthy to go to the cemetery to prevent problems from coming upon us, upon yourself and upon Klal Yisrael. Two very different reasons to go to a cemetery. Sometimes people, you want to come to the cemetery? No, I don't want to go. Baruch Hashem, everything is good. I'd rather go home and mow the lawn. I'm not interested. I'm not interested. It's not necessarily such a good idea. You see from Yeshua and a person who had a tzara, they went to the cemetery. We need help. You see from Yeshua the Kolev, everything was good at this point in time. It's kedai to focus on the tzaddikim and the Beis HaKfaris in order to use that as a way to protect us. Enhancement for the future. Another thing you learn is the difference between the type of tzara. The tzara that took place in the time of Yaakov in the Churban was besides a spiritual Churban, but it was a physical. It was they were exiled from their land. They were relocated. There was a matter of gashmius. They're being uprooted from their homeland. There's a physical tzara. Yoshua, the Cholev, Yoshua Cholev wasn't a physical tzara, it was Lashon Hara. Save me from being nichshol in a chait, in an aveira. It wasn't a matter at this moment in time of material means, physicality. It was a matter of ruchnius. So you see that going to a Beis HaKfaris, it helps, it's effective for gashmius, and it's effective for ruchnius. It's very significant to take note that two very different stories are told in the Torah about the inyan of going to a cemetery. One is primarily a matter of gashmius, churban, we're exiled, we're out. I mean, all gashmius is ruchnius, all ruchnius is gashmius, but there's still a focus of what is the primary at this moment. They're suffering. They're physically, they've been starved to death already for 3 years, the Churban. And now they're being led in chains to a foreign land. Survival, just physical survival. We need help.
Kolev, there's no issue of physical survival. The issue was ruchnius.
But they were defending korban. They won.
All gashmius is ruchnius. All ruchnius is gashmius. There's always two sides of the same coin. There's no such thing as one without the other. But what's in front of you at this moment? When the korban already happened, they were now being marched into a new land they never saw before. Of course, there's spiritual danger as well. What's going to do about what's going to be in the future? But right now, what are they dealing with right now? Right now, they're in a very big sakana. Who says they'll even survive the march, the death march? Who says they'll even make it all the way to Babel? In a matzav of physical sakana, go to the cemetery. By Kalev, it was the chorban. Because they came back and they spoke Lashon Hara, that's why the chorban happened. All ruchnius is gashmius. All gashmius is ruchnius. All totally zebezeh. But what is the focus? What do you have in front of you? There are different types of stories. One, the primary focus is the gashmius. One is the ruchnius. You learn from these. The two stories have unique elements. And each one complements the other. Now, one very thing, some new things, things I never heard before. The Torah says, the Gemara says, well, what does it mean, the Gemara dash, the Masechta Sanhedrin, the Vedor Shel Meisim? What was the name of the Goyim? Zeha Mariv Atzma, a person starves himself for Hoylech, and he goes, Vilon, he sleeps overnight, the Beis HaKvaros, Kidei Shetishre Alav Ruach Tuma. That's the taich of the Doresh El HaMeis, being that we know that you're allowed to go to a cemetery to be Mispalel, that forces us to reinterpret, to reanalyze the meaning of the Doresh El HaMeis. And Chazal do just that. And they tell us the prohibition of the Doresh El HaMeis means to go have a fast, and to sleep overnight in the cemetery in order to bring upon yourself the Ruach of Tumah. From this, it's shocking, never heard this before, there's a big machlokes in the Paiskim. Before you go to a cemetery to daven to Hashem, in the schus of the niftar, should you be makbid to eat? Should eat. Where do you have a lacha that you should eat? So it should not resemble in any way the violation of doresh el hamesim, ze hamariv es aslo, someone who starves himself, does not eat. I never heard this before. And it's a bach.
On your side.
So in that situation, you have no choice. If you're fasting for your side, then you have no choice. You are 100% correct. But on a day when you're not fasting, and you're going to the cemetery, should a person go through the extra effort to eat? Bedafka should eat, take a teima, eat something before he goes to the cemetery. So you think I'm making this up? The Bach brings this down. The Bach, the holy Bach brings this down. Who is it they say about the Bach? The Baal Shem Tov said, the Baal Shem Tov had the greatest respect for the Bach. The Baal Shem Tov said that when the Bach died, they cooled down Gehenim for a month in honor of the Bach. The Bach came to Shemayim. Everyone got
off. Say the Bach was going to Gehenim?
No. The Bach, he says, the Bach was Mata Chodosh. The Baal Shem Tov, he did 8 Chodosh. If the Bach says Chodosh is Mutter, it's good enough for me. And the Bach, Bach's holiness is second to none. When the Bach came to Shemayim, they let all the people in Gehenim, they turned off the ovens in Gehenim. In honor of the Bach came to Shemayim. It was a Yom Tov in Shemayim, even people in Gehenim were nene. So the Bach says,
Bach was taken.
The Bach he brings, in the name of Teshuvas, Moreinu Rav Chaim Paltiel, Al Hanoyin, he talks about this, he also, the whole thing, people make, Miu Kvar Chaziko Bimine Gezeh, okay, V'yesh Lam Smach, V'zofar V'davka, L'spash, the chain mot sin shavu when we was over here. Now, this is okay. I made that. No, so that's not the Bach. That's something else. I apologize. This is not the Bach. We'll go further. It's the next paragraph. Ach b'chol zeh mot sin shein yesh inyan litoy me'at. There is an inyan to eat a little bit. Koydem halich lebes akvarus kadesh shelo yeh nira kemar v'satzmai. Who says this? Sefer Elef Mogen. Alamate Ephraim. I think Mate Ephraim. But it's Hilchos 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 Roshana. He brings down, this is the Elef Mogen, Elef HaMogen, V'yesh Noihagim Litoim Me'at Koidim Sholchim Al Beis HaKvaros Mechshash Amu Razal Doiresh El HaMesim Zeh HaMariv Atzmeh V'lo Beis HaKvaros. You don't have a whole meal, But in a chanami, there is such a thing that a person should indeed eat a small amount before he goes, not resemble. When is the best day to go to the Beis HaKvaras? 2 days. Erev Rosh Chodesh and the 15th day of the month. That's what it says in all the big books. Rav Chaim Vital, the Mekubalim, said the ideal days to go to the Beis HaKvaras twice a month. Erev Rosh Chodesh and Tesvav. That those days are the most effective. You'll accomplish the most in the Beis HaKvaras. The Lubavitcher Rebbe used to go twice a month. The Lubavitcher Rebbe, in the beginning, in the early years, they used to go every day, right?
Yes.
Or very often. He used to go originally twice a month. That was something that a lot of Hasidim couldn't understand. They ate them up. The other Hasidim, Satmar and others, they didn't understand. No one understood this. Why does this Rebbe, this unique to the Lubavitcher Rebbe, he, none of the other Rebbes, none of the Hasidim, a Machshev, going to the Beis HaKvaras. And he went twice a month. What? To his father-in-law. He went to his father-in-law and he read letters. He would read there that he would first be misfalal, and then he'd take out the letters that they sent him, send thousands of letters. And he read the letters, and he used being in the proximity of his father-in-law as a means of siyata deshmaya, that Hashem should put into his mind the right thing to answer. Many questions, you don't know what to answer. What are you going to answer? You need siyata deshmaya. Being near his father-in-law, he felt, gave him this siyata deshmaya to give the proper answer. They say there's a Kabbalistic concept called Ibud, and it's called Gilgal. Someone once told us, I understood, it's called Gilgal Neshamas, is where a person dies and he comes back in reincarnation. And then in Kabbalah, it's something called Ibur Neshamas. When you're alive, I am who I am. I'm not a Gilgal, I am who I am. But I can bring into me someone else's neshama. It's called Ibur, like pregnancy. Ibur Neshamas. So someone claims the reason why the Baal Shem went to is to try to do this thing called Ibur Neshama, to bring into him a dosage of his father-in-law to whatever this means. It's like a very Kabbalistic concept. Go ask the Hasidim, maybe they can explain this to you.
Yard sites?
Yes, certainly yard sites. That goes without saying. That goes. In addition to the yard site, if you can't go on the yard site, the Erev Rosh Chodesh. Now, what about Kohanim? Kohanim do not go to cemeteries. Lubavitch, they allow this. Lubavitch allows Kohanim to go to a cemetery of tzaddikim. They're very makel on this. Other Hasidim are very mad. The Litvak's no way, Jose. A Litvak will kill you. He'll let you stay there forever. If a Kohen goes, to Kivrit tzaddikim, he's finished. Okay, Kohanim do not go to Rashbi, don't go nowhere. Okay, Kohanim stay away. Litvaks. Hasidim, it's a mix. By most Hasidim, you're not allowed to go. Kohanim have no heter to go.
Can you go in a car without leaving the car?
It's a shaila. Technically, yes. You can go technically. Keep the windows closed. Windows are closed, technically, yes. But even that, it's not the right thing to do. It's not the right thing to do. Okay, but Lubavitch, they're very lenient. They're very lenient in this. Your Lubavitch Chosid, you can get a heter to go to Kivrei Tzadikim. Who qualifies Kivrei Tzadikim? I don't know. But they definitely are much more lenient in this matter. And they've taken a lot of heat. They've come under attack for that. There are a lot of chidushim in Lubavitch. One of the chidushim in Lubavitch is this, is they allow their shita is to allow Kohanim to go to Kivrei Tzadikim. And it's not taken lightly by mainstream Orthodox Judaism. But in any event, is there an inyan for a kohen to go to the gate? As you have a relative buried deep within the cemetery. So you can't go in the cemetery because it's impossible. Should you at least go to the road? Or it's just wasting your time. You might as well stay home and say tehillim. Is there an inyan to go to the gate? So it's a very big shaila, and he brings a lot of very interesting sources here, and he says the answer is yes. He has a lot of makara said yes. There is a benefit. These are all very mystical things, but there is definitely a benefit for a kohen to go at least to the gate. You can't go on a yard site to the kever, but at least go to the gate of the cemetery where the nifter is. That is also effective to some degree. Right, they do now today. Today's a new thing, is where they dedicate areas in the cemetery that is near the gate on the outside, so you can see the kever from the outside, or even sections where you can actually come inside. You're more than Dalai Lama, so there are no trees.
So you can go very, very close to the kever. Yeah, so they do that
front,
today.
Front row is reserved.
Front row. But even the front row, you have to get inside the cemetery. It's not always so easy to get to the front rows. You have to design it. It has to be designed in a way from the very beginning. New cemeteries, when they design new cemeteries today, they design new cemeteries in a way in order to give Kohanim maximum access without, in a way that's permitted. Okay, going in a car, when the windows are closed, that's a heter. Is it the right thing to do? Not necessarily. It's still Marasayan. It's not in the spirit. No. Okay, I mean to get into the area, you go in the car, and then you go to a place where you're not under any trees. Okay, that's a possibility. Some people are not big fans of doing this. They hold that you're just looking for trouble. You're not familiar with the territory. If you, unless
that's
you
a
really,
of a close relative was a Kohen.
Well, that's a relative. Well, not, even that's not so simple. Even that's machlokes. If a Kohen is allowed to go into the cemetery for the kavura, it's machlokes. Some say yes, some say not. There are different opinions on that matter, but certainly a Kohen is mechuyev to be metame to his close relative. That's a given. But how far do they go in the burial? There are different opinions on that matter. The last thing is, there's a minig is you should not go back to the same kever twice a day. Person goes to be mespalo by a kever, to be mespalo, and then you want to go back again, a second time. Don't. You're not allowed to do that. These are all Kabbalah and Yonim. It's not a good thing to go back twice to the same kever the same day. Some said, let's say a shliach, you send someone, and then you have a new shlichus, then it's okay. Or let's say you have a new need, you go to the cemetery, and then something new happens, and then you want to go back a second time to the kever. Okay, so there are heter, but b'derech klal, that's a halacha of going to the cemetery. Once you go once during the day, you mispal by a kever, and now you go to the other end of the cemetery to visit another relative, and now you want to come back to your first relative, you don't want to do that. You should not do that. Once you depart from a kever, you should not come back to that kever for the remainder of the day. Okay, we'll stop here. אתם הדג מה שם לכם כמו יום
גדל וחדש ומרבו אני לא 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 אני לא